Hello, Keisha.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Should we confess that we just admitted that neither one of us has anything scintillating to say?
I'm
Scintillating.
hoping maybe something will happen. Something magical will happen. Like maybe the
Magic.
whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
Or
That
maybe
would
we'll fall into a black hole.
maybe. Let's see. So we're talking about Friday and today. What would you say was the most interesting part of those two episodes?
Can't remember Friday.
Okay.
Well,
I had a feeling, yeah.
yeah, I know it's terrible. I just feel like so much happens in my life between Friday and Monday that it's like just sort of wiped clean. Because that's kind of like my work week, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's not really fair to expect you to hold that in your
Yeah,
noggin.
and I'm not taking any Prevagen
I
currently.
well, that's clear. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
clear.
You know, I think I've said this before, but they keep that stuff locked up at the pharmacy
They
as if it's a
do.
real drug or something.
I think
Yeah, I
the
noticed it. I was looking for some vitamin or something for the old man, and I was like, "Oh, that's like actually kept in a little locked, section, those."
They must think that you old dullards will steal it.
Yeah, and they're quite pricey because I thought, oh, well, it's just like chewable vitamin C or something, and maybe we should try it, but I'm not,
Yeah, I was thinking
I don't,
that too.
yeah. No, it's a little pricey.
Oh, well.
Anyway, was Laura on Friday? Was that a Laura
I think
day?
she was. Yeah, is that that's when she visited Spencer, right?
Okay, yeah,
Yeah.
okay. So, I'm going to say I liked anything that happened with Laura.
Yes. And I think one of the things I liked about Laura, which I was thinking to myself today, was that when she's with someone, she makes them feel like they're the priority. You
Yeah. Is
know?
that 'cause she's a politician or
She's a
is
very
she a
good
politician
politician.
because she has that ability? You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
I think maybe more like that. Yeah, because she
Mm.
doesn't seem like your typical politician, really, you know.
Right. Okay. Oh, it's coming back to me. She had a conversation with Cyrus
Yes,
also.
she did, and you also enjoyed
Yeah.
him, I know.
I love them together. I like that, like, brand new sibling thing, and they have to reckon with each other, you
Yeah,
know?
that's a good word for it.
They're locked together now in so many ways. And I like when we have storylines that aren't, a romantic blobbity blobbity blah, So I like the sibling thing is kind of cool.
Yeah, the adult sibling thing and also his being, sort of a awful person who perhaps is trying to turn over a new leaf.
Yeah. Is he
Perhaps.
saved? Has he been saved?
It's hard to imagine. I mean,
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we ever consider him a psychopath or just a real bastard?
I think a real what?
Bastard.
Oh, bastard. I think, see, I was going to go with a slightly kinder interpretation of damaged goods.
But he was happy to try to kill people, right? And he did kill people.
Well,
He tried to kill Laura, right?
okay.
I mean, I know.
Bear
I'm as
me
guilty
out.
as anybody of forgetting what one of these people did last week and
Right,
thinking
right,
that they're
right.
good today.
I'm gonna put him in the same basket with, like, say, a Sonny,
Ah, okay.
who also
Sonny.
has people killed.
Sure, I always like to think he has a code.
Right. But you know
So
what I
you don't
mean,
think,
like.
I guess I know what you mean by so you don't ever think that ever you never thought of Cyrus as a psychopath or a sociopath, whichever is.
I don't know. Did they want us to think that at some point? They may have wanted us to think
Yeah.
that.
Well, and that's where I think it's tricky because those people I don't think do ever, turn over a new leaf, right? They
What
can't
do
be
you think about
rehabilitated.
Selena Wu? How would you categorize her?
Ruthless.
Yeah, but is she a psychopath or is she a businesswoman?
like a Mary Kay businesswoman. Your point is well taken. yeah, I guess she's more of a businesswoman than a psychopath.
I guess the point I'm trying to make about Cyrus in my mm-hmm. in my view, just of mm-hmm. how I see him,
yeah.
is that he is psychologically damaged goods,
mm-hmm.
but he's yeah. not a Ryan.
Okay.
Let's see. What's another bad guy? Who is the cult guy? Not Xander.
Oh yeah, what is his Shiloh?
Name? Shiloh.
Yeah.
Shiloh.
Yeah.
So, I think I'd put him in. Maybe it's like a continuum. You know.
okay.
It's like it's uh-huh. an umbrella. Like they're under. They're all in the under the same umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a matter of degree. I don't know. I feel like for Cyrus, there was something really missing in his
yeah
childhood or whatever. He's mm-hmm. he's damaged goods, and so he's acting from
mm-hmm.
from places of pain
yeah.
or
okay yeah
as opposed to depravity. Is that a good uh-huh. word?
Yeah. Well, I'm also thinking that somewhere in there you have people who will hurt anyone, and then people who have like a certain group of people who are safe from their hostilities, you know, and people, you know, because it seems like all of these people at some point might have hurt an innocent person.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we just had Sonny string up Dex, you know,
sure, sure.
Threatened uh-huh. to carve open his entrails.
But he was trying to protect everybody else.
Right, right. But does that make him a psychopath? Or
no, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Just questionable methodology.
Yeah, maybe he was a little extreme in his response to people.
Yeah.
But, he, you know, obviously he has his friends and his defenders and
right, right.
So he's
Laura among them.
Yeah, maybe he's like a more functional psychopath. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's a good way, like a functional alcoholic. Like, you
yeah.
know, they're doing the bad stuff, but mm-hmm. they can maintain other societal norms.
Yeah, and like more conventional relationships.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah. But they have a real dark side, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, I guess you would say that, Gia.
But, you know,
and
Cyrus had mommy issues, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and Sonny had a lot of, you know, that abuse in his childhood
right.
that
right.
helped shape him.
Yep,
Going back to your word reckoning, I feel like there's a lot of that going around, right? Because now, like, Jeff mm-hmm. Weber's in town.
Oh, yeah, he's going to get reckoned.
He's going to get reckoned up the ass.
Because I don't like to think about that.
Sorry.
But because Elizabeth has turned back into, you know, like there's a little psychotic break going on or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, she's
like,
kind of reverting back to how she might have felt back when she was a kid, right? And all of this was going down.
Well, I saw her more as like when she was doing the sleepwalking and
uh-huh.
they were trying to figure out all the weird stuff that was happening, and then she got all defensive and cold uh-huh. and icy and
uh-huh. yeah.
Like yeah. she had that veneer in that scene with Carly today where it was like,
yeah, I'm not sure know. How much of a veneer ooh. It was. I think she's trying to make that who she is now.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to work for her.
Hmm? She's so small and frail and
yeah.
I don't know. It adds to the sort of flinty.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I like when Carly tries to, you know,
yeah. Yeah.
bridge that gap.
Yeah.
She wasn't very successful. I wish, you know, I would like her to try again or something. It seems like she's going to go off on her own and try to figure out what's going on with Elizabeth.
Right, right. Yeah, but I do like you always say you like seeing former enemies be friends, and they
yeah.
were certainly
yeah.
hair pulling.
yeah, cat fight.
Banshee wailing cat fight kind of relationship mm-hmm. all along. So, and I
yeah.
like that Carly like says that up front, you know, like
yeah.
I know we're not
yeah.
friends, you know,
mm-hmm.
but
Yep.
Maybe they're frenemies. Are we
Maybe.
frenemies?
Are we?
Yeah.
Well, I know you're constantly disappointed in me.
Well, I think when I start talking about like succulents, for example, then we might become frenemies then because that sort of brings out your talons, you know, like.
Yeah. It makes me furious.
When I go off on a little tangents, you
Oh
know.
God. And then let's see, also the reckoning is gonna happen between Finn and Jeff Weber, right?
Yeah.
That's gonna be
Yeah.
is that gonna be interesting? I feel like we're supposed to think that's gonna be interesting, but
I just can't get my brain around everyone's ages and the timing and the sort of lack of awareness that they were all on this same Gilligan's Island at the same time, and nobody, you know, I don't know. It makes it the Finn Elizabeth relationship even less believable to me than it's been all along.
Because, yeah, because Jeff and his, what's his wife's name? I forget.
Tasha Yar.
Tasha, you're right.
I don't know. I
Sorry.
don't know what is her name on that.
We'll go with
Jeff
that.
and Tasha Weber. Jeff
Okay.
and yeah, I don't know.
But they would have heard, at least through her kids, that she was seeing Finn, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So the whole
So
thing is like,
all of these
yeah.
things are like, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
know.
just like the writers are just trying to like, shh, don't ask questions. Like, shh.
They're
You know,
there. They're there. Have another sip of your cocktail.
yeah, have a little more of your lemon drop. It'll be okay. Just feel the emotions.
No. You don't have
No,
to think.
no,
No,
no, no,
no.
no,
Talk about succulents.
no. Yeah. Whatever. Have you noticed? I really haven't looked anything up in a long time, and I don't feel
I
like I've
hadn't
gotten any
noticed, but
praise for
I knew I was feeling grateful for something, but
that. Put that in your gratitude journal and smoke
I
it.
know. Yeah, just as quickly as we filled up our gratitude journal last week, we're having a tough time filling it
We're,
up
yeah. Maybe
this week.
still like, okay, here's the highlight for me. Of course, I can't really remember Friday too much, so I'm really talking about today. But for me was the Spencer Trina
Yeah, that
encounter.
conversation, you enjoyed that, did you?
I liked how they got complicated. I
Yeah,
like
they
how,
did. It wasn't like a
yeah.
pat, like, all
Yeah.
right, I forgive you. Yeah, there's still all of this, like, all these urges.
Resentment and yeah, and I loved how Trina brought up like you're treating me just like that boring guy, Curtis. You're treating me just like Curtis, she says to him at one point. And it was like a good point. It's like you're not giving me credit for being a strong, capable person
Yeah,
on my
which
own.
is one of our continuous
Yeah.
beefs. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I like at least that General Hospital is being self-aware enough to point that out, you know, that we have all these men
Yeah.
riding in on their white steeds to the women's
Yeah,
rescue
although
on
it
this one.
seems like it's the younger women who recognize that that's what's happening, and then it seems like the older women sort of enjoy it or
Yeah,
seem, you
like
know.
yeah, Carly and Dusenberry there, for example.
Dusenberry.
Drusenberry.
That's better. I guess we could be grateful that we haven't seen him for a little while.
Yeah, we have had a little break from that.
Yeah,
That's
and no
nice.
Cody. That was also refreshing.
Yep.
We have had sort of a rapid acceleration of Britt's symptoms, and it's Huntington's,
Yeah.
right? Were we calling it Parkinson's for a little while there? I
No, I
can't
think
remember.
we well,
It's a
doesn't bode
disease.
well. Like, did we maybe we have both of those ourselves?
No, they're at war. They're like,
Think
it's
we
too
called it
easy.
Parkinson's. I think we called it Huntington's. Yeah. This is not a challenge at all.
They just fall fall down. They don't even try to resist.
The brain cell to latch onto up here.
It's like the catacombs. it's not easy being us.
It really isn't. Yeah, so, and that makes me a little concerned that they're going to, maybe they won't kill her off. Maybe they'll have her go to find some cure or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Because we have her being talked into seeking treatment. Oh, okay, that reminds me. Yeah. Sorry, brain just went, woo! Favorite scene from Friday was Austin and Britt.
Yeah, Austin, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
Because finally, it's like, ah, there's that Franco actor that we knew and loved. Like,
and it seemed like it took him a little while to find his footing, you know, even in that scene.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was nice to see him back and sort of being a caring but kind of flip sort of person, you know,
and being engaged finally.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When he's with anybody else, like the Maxie thing, everything is sort of like he's just phoning it in,
kind of.
Mm-hmm. Which makes me wonder if for some reason she was a mark, you know, if this is all a con that he's had to pull, Mason or something, or I don't know why. I can't imagine what convoluted reason.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And it would be very sad and it would make me very angry if that were the case. But anyway, seeing him with Britt and seeing him actually, you know, speaking like from his heart and engaging and listening, you know, it was like, oh, wow. Okay. Here's two characters that do have chemistry, actually.
Yeah. And they're both a little more interesting when they're with each other. Whereas it seems like all over the place, these combinations of people, they make themselves flat or something. I don't know.
Yeah. They suppress their vocabularies.
They do. You won't find an interesting word in anything they say.
Yep.
But yeah, I agree. That was good. And I also like it that she's telling somebody too, you know. You can only do so much with somebody who's keeping that sort of thing a secret.
Yeah, I just hope they don't. Well, we need to look up Huntington's because I don't know how fast it progresses.
Yeah.
So I don't want them to kill that character off. So I'm hoping they leave the door open for her to come back I don't know. Do you go into remission? Aren't you in the medical field? Didn't we discuss last time how you, on the very fringe
of the medical field.
Yeah. You just spent cooking advice.
What now?
Sometimes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We have mailings. We have mailings that we send out to our patients. And sometimes, you know, nutritional stuff is helpful.
And you're the one writing that?
No. We sort of collectively come up with content and stuff like that. But no.
Have you given
still do some proofreading. Huh?
Like death by macaroni and cheese recipe out to any of these people.
Oh, yeah. See, my instincts would be to do that. People enjoy a few meals before
your final meal.
I'm looking up Huntington's quickly here, and it's Huntington's disease is a fatal genetic disorder.
Okay, but
progressive breakdown of the nerve cells. So fatal, that doesn't sound good.
Fatal is not good at all, but do people live for, you know, decades with it, or is it once it's shown up, are you just over and out? Like,
can last for years or be lifelong, it sounds like. Typically starts in a person's 30s or 40s. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Drugs, physical therapy, and talk therapy can help manage some symptoms. So I don't know, but it does seem like hers is coming on hard and fast. So
yeah.
I
thought she did a good job with the opening of the soda and the, you know, sort of believable.
Mm-hmm.
physical acting there, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it would be interesting if she has a scene with Liesl, because Liesl would completely freak out if she saw how much it was advancing.
Yeah. Mm. You know? Well, anyway, that's a sad thing to saddle a character with. And then I kept thinking, well, they must have, somebody's done a switcheroo on the tests or something, but the fact that she's showing symptoms now.
Yeah. And that brings us to a less interesting storyline.
God.
Well, when Portia was disclosing Curtis's prognosis or whatever, and said he had none of the markers, which was very
odd. And right after that, Curtis's IQ plummeted another like 1,000 points or something. Like, talk about needing some Prevagen or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like flowers for freaking Algernon or something with that character. You remember that book? That book is so sad.
Yeah.
Wasn't it sad?
Yeah. I just don't know. Yeah, what is their goal with Curtis, who used to be smart?
To completely take away anything interesting.
Yeah, about him.
About him or smart.
Yeah, which is weird. That's a strange choice, isn't it?
Well, they did it with Nicholas.
and somehow that made him more endearing.
Yeah, because I worry about him a little bit, you know?
I think him knocking around in that big castle.
Yeah, well, Prince Dullard, you know.
he's probably, he can never find his bedroom. He's always sleeping in a different room.
And the construction they did on those windows today.
I know that was great.
Okay, let's get back to Portia, Curtis, Marshall.
Yeah, because does it raise the question of
Jordan.
Whether or not what's his name is his father? If Pops is his actual father?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, everybody and their uncle knew the implication of that, and it was like, hello. No, it's nothing. It's nothing. You're great, honey. Oh, yay.
Well, yeah, it was weird that Portia kind of played along. Like, yeah, it's just strange, but certainly.
Well, she's
doesn't.
Probably starting to worry about hitching her wagon to this idiot, you know.
It's like Steve Martin in The Jerk, kind of. But now I can't even figure out like what that means for Trina. See,
well,
I guess...
I feel like Trina's off the hook.
Yeah.
So that storyline is that
Curtis
that...
could still be her father, but we have no idea what his background is.
What we have here, let's put it in the language of today, is we have a new variant of this story.
Yes.
Where now we're turning our attention to Marshall and Curtis and the fact that that Marshall is not his biological father, and yet he thinks he is, and who is it going to be?
And they carried all this baggage for decades.
Yeah.
I mean, that all seems very silly now.
We're going to have to parade Aunt Stella back out
to
get the lowdown the history, you know.
She's going to swoon again. They better have a fainting couch handy.
Yes. Yes. That always reminds me of the beginning of that Masterpiece Theater.
Yeah.
Oh, who is that? Who is that author? That are Ogdred.
What?
You gave me a book a million years ago, a little picture book by the
Edward
Corky,
Gorey.
Edward Gorey, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. But sometimes he signed it like Ogdred Weary or something like that.
Oh,
but,
okay. Uh-huh.
And I think he does the drawings for that.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Such good stuff.
Yeah. I don't have that book anymore. I don't know where it went. Anyway. Okay. So, yeah, I think Trina's off the hook on that storyline.
Mm-hmm. And then,
I guess, I mean, there can't be any other possibility of.
Right. Do they have to let Marshall continue to live with them if he's not related to anyone in the house?
Sorry, just put his bag out on the.
Yeah. Here's your little clarinet and your tiny hat. Bye-bye.
I'm
Maybe you
starting
could
to
get a room over at
like
Kelly's.
kind of warm up to him, actually.
I think we realized that way, way less is more when it comes to Marshall, right? Because if they only trot him out like once every 3 weeks, it's fine.
And I don't know, as long as they just don't have him doing jazz hands and scatting and that kind of
Scatting,
stuff,
I
you see,
know.
he's a little more bearable. But
Yeah,
and I
I don't
liked
know if
his
there's
shirt
anybody
today.
that we would like to see scatting. Is there?
No,
Yeah.
not even Mel Torme, you know, back from the dead, Velvet Fog. I have a question here, and I truly don't know the answer, and
Okay.
maybe you will. Does Portia know whether Trina is Curtis's or Taggart's? Does Portia herself know, or does she only suspect just because of timing?
Good question. I thought, let's say a month ago, that she definitely thought Trina's father was Curtis. But now they
But we
seem to
had,
be trying to sow these seeds of doubt, right?
Like Jordan said something that made me go, wait a minute, does she
Yeah,
not
right. When she
know?
was Jordan is such a like, God, she really is such a one-dimensional character. And
Yeah,
even
she was
when
just
she's,
running around town doing that squint everywhere,
yeah, and sort
people.
of like acting very assertive, but really with nothing to back it up, you know?
That's my
She's
MO with going through life.
throwing your weight around, and then if anybody
And then
came back at
retreat,
you,
retreat.
retreat. Oh, God.
Not really. She's not. They've featured her more and more, and it's not working yet.
No, it doesn't bring anything. Like when she's like sparring with that FBI guy, it's like, what do you think we're getting out of this? Nothing.
I was thinking when he came on, I was like, oh, that's one of her contest winners.
That
It's got to be.
could have been
Since,
us.
yeah, could be FBI. But yeah, I want to be behind this Jordan. Like, I like her. There, she has a likability thing. And I don't know if it's the writing, you know, the situations, or just, I don't know, but it's not working. And they have her involved more and more in things. You know, sometimes the cops are just sort of like, they just trot them out for cop stuff and then they go away.
But she keeps being this menacing presence in Portia's life. And that's
Menacing,
getting very
exactly.
tiresome, you know, because it's like nobody care. And Curtis, I don't think he'd understand if Portia was
At
honest
this
with him.
point in
He's
his
like,
downward
what?
progression,
I have twins? What? Oh,
that
but
would be sad if they did like a storyline of like very early onset Alzheimer's or something
oh,
with him
well,
and had him
that
actually
would make him a
be,
little more interesting, wouldn't it?
you
Like,
know, I had him actually be
yeah, a
like
dullard.
going backwards. Going
Yeah.
backwards.
And
I've been getting,
Portia would she just say, okay, you and Marshall have to get going now.
No, she could still marry him in like a tragic romance,
Would
you
she
know,
feel like she was committed to him?
where, but just to take care of him as his, you know, wouldn't that be a heartbreaking storyline?
Yeah, I don't know if I can picture her being that selfless.
Mm.
It
It
would
would give
be,
her a chance to be
yeah,
serious. A
it would give
doctor.
them all a chance to have an actual interesting storyline.
I
Yeah,
was
good
thinking about
idea, Gia.
Alzheimer's. Yeah, thank you. And GH, if you're listening, go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't need anything.
We don't need any.
I work for lollipops, but
I like donuts.
I was thinking about Alzheimer's storylines on TV and film because I was watching Elementary, which is like, I know you like that
Oh, I
show, and
love Elementary, yeah.
it's like my late night show, so I sleep through a lot of it. But anyway, Joan's character has a mother with Alzheimer's, and And I don't, you know, my experience was with my mother and yours was with your mother and, you know, other people too, but characters on TV seem to have like a day where they won't know who people are, and then the next day they're like, oh,
Yeah,
okay.
that's true. That's true. Yeah.
And that
Whereas
happened, yeah, like she
it
was like,
was
yesterday I was confused, but today I'd like to go out to lunch, and I'm like, you know, and I'm like,
Yeah,
you
it
know,
seems
and
like it was
I'm
more the opposite. Like you'd have, days and days with like nothing much, and then maybe a little glimmer of something, at least. That was the case
No,
for.
with my mother, I don't know. It was an overall across the board cognitive impairment.
Yeah,
It wasn't like a
definitely.
day on and a day off. You know, that would have been
Right.
delightful, you know,
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you could have had your person
Right.
back.
Yeah.
And
And more often, I think it's this whole sundowning idea that they might be sort of sharper in the morning and then they lose
oh,
steam,
yeah.
towards,
Yeah.
afternoon and night. That seemed like, probably something that we experienced.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. When I
Yeah.
mean that's just like I do that. I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now.
Who
I'm
are you?
soaking in
This phone is funny. I was trying to order a pizza.
it's not really funny, but
It's so close to how it's going to be our reality.
Well, anyway, I was just since we brought up the Curtis, like, wouldn't that be something if they had him like showing early signs? Because
Yeah.
that is heartbreaking. I mean, there are people that
Yeah.
get I don't know if it's is that still Alzheimer's or some other dementia, like
Well,
the
they're calling
Lewy
it early
body
onset
thing or something.
Alzheimer's. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know,
Yeah.
that's freaking tragic. I mean,
That would be so interesting if they did something like that and they did it well,
it's a medical drama. I think they did a pretty fabulous job with Sonny's father.
Yeah, they did. They did. Yeah.
I mean, that actor was incredible with that.
And that was some of their really good writing, too.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
anyway, if you're listening out there, it could be interesting. Meaty role. It could be a very meaty role for everybody
Yeah,
involved.
Curtis could get that Demi,
But I fear we're just going for the gobbledygook Valentine's Day wedding and, you know.
Yeah.
I was still even thinking today, like, would you be calling this man that you met just this year sometime pops?
I
No
know
pops. No, you know, it's
I
like, what?
know he was going back and forth between dad and pops and stuff,
Yeah,
and
the
it's like,
familiarity is jarring to me and not believable, and I don't know.
yeah, especially after there was so much animosity, and
Yeah, I don't know. But can I leap to something completely frivolous and shallow and negative?
Ooh, okay. Interesting.
What the hell was the outfit on Laura on Friday?
It wasn't great, was it? It was like it
That
was
wasn't
like
even close to Chico's, and Chico's is already, you
that's
know.
our low bar.
Although you seem to have a lot of animosity towards Dress Barn as well,
I
but
do. Dress Barn. Yeah, I'm thinking Dress Barn, Penny's. If there's a Kmart left, it came from maybe one of their,
Penny's?
maybe
What?
like
Wait a
a,
minute.
what?
Back it up. Back it up. Penny's?
Penny's?
You don't
Yeah.
like JC Penny fashions?
I didn't say I didn't like them, but you have to search long and hard to find a stylish blouse in that place.
Wow, that you see, Penny's used to be my like, woo, if I go to Penny's, I am like, as opposed to like combing through stuff at the Goodwill, you know.
It's probably a step above that,
I feel
but
like I've gotten some stylish dresses at JC Penney's over the past decade. I mean, maybe things are,
have you?
yeah. I have an old friend who's worked at Penny's for years and years. Should I speak to him about this? Like,
Well, I think Penny's has been struggling for several years, so I think he already knows the writing's on the wall.
Wow. Okay. Well,
Yeah.
I'm a little blown away by that because anyway,
So.
what was she wearing? It was like
black and white, shiny, black like and a white polyester.
It was like a smock, like an art smock or something.
Yeah, like one of those long sort of vests on top. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like your school counselor in the 70s that had, mm-hmm. you know, 23 cats at home or something yeah. like sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That wasn't good.
I wonder if they're allowed to refuse outfits, be like, no, like this Laura would not wear this, you know?
Apparently not, I don't think. I wonder if they could pick their outfits, what they would look like.
I don't know, but I mean, I feel like Ava like rocks it every time.
Yeah,
like,
she always can pull her outfits off very nicely, convincingly.
Yeah, but Laura, I mean, what, like, why that? Why, like, it was so frumpy and
yeah, mm-hmm.
Just bad. Like, not even, it was like kind of 70s, but not in a good way 70s.
No, no, no. Maybe she just didn't want to appear attractive to the prisoners.
Oh, there you go.
She's so smart.
Yeah. I think I'd be safe if I had to walk through this.
I think I'd be fine. They'd be like, who's the new dude?
Nice crack. another, speaking of bringing the sexy, the dorm room with Joss and Dex. Yeah. What do you have to say about that?
Well, that was her headboard. I was noticing her headboard.
Yeah.
Which was upholstered.
Yeah, and, I like that. Which is like, what is that from the, like, it's sort of from the era of crime fiction that I like, that kind of, like, the Thin Man. If you were a character in the Thin Man, uh-huh. you would have had a headboard like that.
That's the weirdest observation.
Well, you're welcome.
You think everybody at home's like nodding? Ah, yes, yes.
Well, give me another. You're the informational scientist. Give me another book from that era that might have, you know, when everybody was a dame.
Yeah, well, you had all your like your Dashiell Hammett and your other guy, Maltese Falcon guy, and all of that stuff.
Yeah, like Bogey. That's the era of that. Uh-huh. Sort of headboard.
Okay.
But I loved all that. To me, that was all like the sort of imagery, like the white on white, all the bedding and everything, all the virginal kind
of. Yeah. I liked how, it was bright. It was a nice, like a light room with windows and natural light.
Yeah.
I mean, they were in a high rise or something, though, right? We're supposed to think there's like.
Yeah, the dorm. Yeah.
High rise dorm in Port Charles.
Sure.
Adam, Sonny's real life son, Adam.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he being a menace? God.
Yeah, I don't know which way he's going to go.
There always was some good guy. Dude in the hall that was like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, like, lurking.
You little trying lurking to get into your room. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like so. We have this white virginal bed and we have to lay dirty, sexy decks on it. To bleed all over that white bedding. And of course now he's, you know, feverish and so she's, what is she gonna do? She's gonna bust into the hospital and get an animal somewhere.
I know. Well, now I can't remember the timing, but had Carly just come up to see her, or was that
at the very end? I think, right?
Okay. I think so. She's gonna have to confide in someone, isn't she, to get antibiotics for Dex?
Well, she could steal somebody's pad, somebody's script pad or whatever you call it.
Yeah, and she seems like she lies quite effortlessly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Got a cat, I've got bed bugs.
She is miles ahead of all her peers. As far as like being sort of a grown up headed into the seedy world of grown up activities. And
she's diving in head first.
Yeah, so this will be something. And
I was kind of hoping that it would sort of force her to reach out to Sonny because he would have all the resources.
He would, like, well, Who can she reach out to? Does she have leverage on anybody medical in the medical field?
Well, if Porsche is a doctor, she could ask Trina to sort of partner up with her and
Ooh.
then somehow get some
Trina would
stuff from
not go
Porsche.
for it though.
No, she wouldn't.
Trina's a
She's,
straight arrow.
yeah.
Yeah.
So,
That'd be what I'd be like. I'd be like, no,
no,
not
we're
me,
calling the
Camilla.
police.
Yeah, that'd be me. No, it'd be you.
I don't think either of us would be cut out for a sweaty
I wouldn't be
man in
hiding
our
the I wouldn't be
dorm
hiding the
bed.
dude in my room, probably. That just wouldn't have happened.
He's one big bed bug.
Yeah, but yeah, I kind of like that. It's like, oh, this is a whole new set for us, this dorm setting, and that could really branch out, into lots of. There's all kinds of drama in dorms,
Oh
you know.
God, tell me about it. I've been watching Felicity, as you know, and that
Oh,
stuff.
I thought you were going to tell me some sordid tale from your past.
No,
Like, oh
no.
God, tell me about
No,
it.
nothing. We don't need to go back there.
No,
But it
okay.
would be a nice sort of way to introduce some new characters.
Yeah, I like the dopey, like probably RA or SA or whatever you call it, the girl
All
that was
right,
going to go into a room. Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. You don't want to just be tossing around the thought that you might have bed bugs. That would
No, I
freak
know. Don't put
everybody
that
out.
out there. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I have sort of like I remember thinking like what were they called? I think mine was an SA. I don't remember what they stood for, but I always felt bad like for them because like the freshman year dorm, like you were just trying to keep people from getting alcohol poisoning every hour of the day,
Yeah, that would have been very
myself
stressful.
included. Like, why would you sign up for that? Like, ugh, just yucko. Like a vomitorium, basically, in that
Yes, that's
dorm.
true. That is true, Gia.
And everybody pulling a fire alarm every night, Oh,
But
good time.
Joss and Trina and Cam, at least they seem smarter than that. Hopefully they,
Oh, way smarter, yeah. They're
won't succumb
smarter
to
than.
all the like classic, things that people
I
go
don't know.
through.
I wish they would have a character that was kind of like a dumb me back then, just like, oh, that's a little more average,
Yeah, that's true. They're definitely exceptional, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they've lived a lot of life before they got there. So they've seen a lot of crap. And there were kids at school that had seen a lot of crap and everything, but I'd like to have just some dopey innocent, like being
She's just
introduced to.
trying everything for the first time.
With dire results frequently.
I can picture you already. I'm scared for you, Gia.
No, I did have a self-preservation instinct that made me draw the line at a various point of
That's good.
substance abuse,
Yeah, and that's why you're here today.
Yeah, but I think what it caused me to do was just simply double up on the things that I did partake of which I did partake, or I don't know, but anyway,
We're
you know
seeing
what I
the
mean?
results. Yeah, it's
Yeah,
paying dividends
exactly.
now.
But yeah, I thought some of it was kind of scary, and so that was because just being a fraidy cat was kind of good in some
Yeah,
ways.
definitely. Nothing wrong with being a fraidy cat.
Yeah, but Josh is not a fraidy cat, man. Oh man, yeah,
No.
she's just like she's like stomping over the world like a like the what was that movie, The 30-Foot Woman or something,
Oh
or
yeah.
like she's like that. She's just like power. She is all power. And
She's a fierce young lady.
And I like her, even though I know she's going to break Cam's heart, and it's going to be very sad. And
Yeah,
and I
that's well
like she and
that
Dex together. I know, go ahead and hate me, but
Well,
they're going to be a terrific couple.
a terrific couple.
It's going to be a very Romeo and Juliet storyline,
Yeah, because there's, yeah, God, there's going to be so
forbidden
much
love. It's going to be
opposition,
so hot because
but
they're both that neither one is going to be backed by any family member on this whole thing,
that's true. That is a mildly interesting storyline. Just, waiting to
Or
see how she's gonna.
only mildly. Okay. Thanks a lot.
I
What
don't
are
want
you
it to be
liking
just,
more?
what am I liking more? Well, I was thinking that there should be a rule that they can't go more than like 2 days without like a good scene with Dante, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Something to just keep us on track, you know.
We haven't seen Brooklyn or Chase either for a little
right.
bit.
Yeah, you forget about that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked seeing Sunny interacting with Anna and Valentine, although that was very limited, but you know, and I don't know if Anna's safer without Valentine or with him. I think
I don't know. Yeah, that's it's another
she should talk just go about. Stay with Laura, you know, and let Laura sort it out, you know.
What else? We had to fill in Nicholas. We didn't mention that.
Yeah, and he didn't have like the sort of the young sort of puppyish charm of
he was
Nicholas.
Just sort of a hardened, angry man. Well, we'll
so
see.
I don't
we'll
know
see
how
if,
long that will go on for, but
we'll see if Esme can work her charm on was it
Demetrius?
Yeah.
God, I hope not.
Yeah, I think she might be overestimating her sexy charms.
I think so.
And they worked
yeah.
on Oz that time, but I don't know.
Barely. Just
Demetrius
barely.
Is, yeah, I think Demetrius might have higher standards. I'm not sure.
Yeah, let's hope. Yeah.
Well, anyway, did we kind of cover it all? We did
I
pretty good
did.
For a non-scintillating couple of gals.
A couple of gals,
No.
Lackluster gals.
No cocktails on board or anything.
No. No, we're coming up on cocktail time.
Are we? Give me a heads up. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, Gia.
All right. Well, and thanks to people that are listening out there.
Yes,
we appreciate
always,
it.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. We'll talk again in a few days.
All righty. Have a lovely evening.
You too, Gia. Goodbye.
All right. See ya.
Bye.